magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, September 21st, 2020, and I'm excited to share two wonderful godly men with you today. You're familiar with both of them. John Swinford's the station manager here at WLUJ, and yes, I'm in Springfield. We're doing Mark and Friends, the Monday edition, the memorization Monday edition, so I'm excited that all three of us are going to share on some special verses with you. But thank you, God, John. I'm thinking for the WLUJ listening family that throughout these many years, the support that they've sent in to help acquire this beautiful building,
yes,
to build this wonderful station. It's so neat with our 19 frequencies, how we can tie the Great News Radio family and the WLUJ family of stations together, that we can reach up to 3 million listeners with our extensive coverage throughout Central Illinois, East Central Illinois, West Central Illinois, and then East Central Indiana. So it's really, really special. But I love being here. This is my third time doing, yes, the morning program. So last Friday, John, we had our special guest, Professor, Pastor, Dr. Mike Nichols. And the week before that, it was Bernie Lutchman. And so both Pastor Nichols and, oh, I don't know, Saint Lutchman, we're helping fill in on Fridays.
Saint Bernard, yeah, dog, Saint, big, yeah, dog.
We're filling in on Fridays while Pastor Jason Schiffel had some time off. But Bernie, I was so captivated by some of your sharing, and I already know we're going to have you back because we didn't get to cover the books that you've recently written and the books that you are writing. But the verse that we're going to look at today, and actually the past 2 weeks, the verses that we've looked at, very much tie into some of your testimony and your sharing and your storytelling. And so in a moment here, I'm going to have John read our special verse for the week. And today's verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in everything, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So that's what we're going to focus on today. But last week's verse was 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray constantly. And the week before that, it was 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. So if we looked at 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18, it would say, rejoice always, pray continually. Some versions, pray constantly or pray without ceasing. And then today's verse, give thanks in everything, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I thought, you know, Bernie, all three of these really parallel with some of your life, with your prayer ministry, with your personal testimony of giving thanks to God in all things, the fact that your disposition, you tend to rejoice always. And oftentimes when I see you, you're upbeat, you're positive, you're engaged in many things. And John, we won't spend 5 minutes giving an introduction into Bernie because he's involved in just about everything, men's ministry, right, prayer ministries, writing books, speaking, podcasts. He's being used of the Lord in a variety of ways in many people's lives. And so if you go to our broadcast 2 weeks ago on Friday,
September 4th.
Yeah, September 4th. Just stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org. And go to the archive programs link on WLUJ's website. It's Mark and Friends, and then you can hear that broadcast. We had some fun sharing various testimonies. But Bernie, before John reads from the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, I would like you to give a little snapshot into some of your testimony from a few weeks ago, because give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Does that mean give thanks if your wrists are broken, if you're being spoon-fed by your wife, if you're not able to go to work and do all the things in your life, if you're not equipped to drive or to do most things? Is that something you can still also give thanks in?
Believe it or not, yes.
Okay. Did I set it up pretty good for you?
All I had to do was hit that grapefruit over the fence. A grapefruit-sized softball. Like, for instance, what's happening down with the hurricane down in Alabama, you know, the flooding and the power outage and all that stuff, people could still give thanks in it, mm-hmm, even if they don't want to give thanks for it.
Right.
What I found was, even when I was being spoon-fed, literally, and incapacitated, my son is also feeding me pizza, and I was sitting like this, you know, sprawled out.
Yeah, if you had to picture Bernie, he had both of his arms to his side as, like, you know, not able to do really anything.
Broken.
Yeah. He had broken both of his wrists through different circumstances, and that full story is available and could be listened to,
yeah,
as it's archived. So you're basically shut in, broken wrists,
Yes.
How were you able to see God working through it and giving thanks throughout it?
Well, once I came out after 2 days from all the painkillers and the extreme pain, and, from being spaced out, after a couple of days, my mind just got really clear. And I realized, you know what? I'm going to be here for a while. I'm not going to sit here and have a pity party. I want to bear down into the Word of God. I picked up the same Bible I have here today. This is my devotional Bible, a Christian Standard Bible. And I just started reading and praying. Well, for years, actually a decade and a half, I prayed through a lot of scriptures. Like, for instance, Psalm 119 twice. I ended up writing a book called 119. And it was easy now to pray through those scriptures and give thanks in everything. Right. Not because I broke my arm and all that stuff.
Not give thanks for everything, but in everything, because we know we have a loving, sovereign God that's right. going to develop our character or bring good out of it.
And you know, it comes down to this verse from Romans chapter 2, verse 4. It says, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not despise the riches of his kindness and his restraint and his patience, not recognizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance." And what that led me to was evaluating all my mistakes in the past, years of running hither, thither, and yon, mindlessly sometimes because it was just instinct, and thinking, I have to do everything, so I have to be there. And well, here I was now 100% at a dead stop, and that this verse, the meaning of this verse came to life, and started worshiping God. I had my iPad there playing some worship music, Chris Tomlin or something like that, and reading and sitting down there.
Now, when you didn't have WLUJ tuned in on your radio, so let's put that little caveat there.
Well, if it's like
I'm
10,
a little disappointed.
Yeah. Well, if I want to hear a specific song that's related to the verse, I got to go to YouTube. Like Gateway Worship, they got a song called Heaven Song.
Sure.
So whatever the verse leads you to that moment, I have to find a song that means it. So it wasn't a normal time. It was worship time. And that led me over the days, the weeks, and a couple months, actually, to the place where I am now. And as we talked last time, started doing a podcast, and now I can't shut up.
Right.
Proclaiming Jesus everywhere.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little more about that after John does this reading, but this is a book that we've been going through for many weeks. In fact, this will be the 70th verse, so we had 70 weeks, and then we had about 5 to 8 intro weeks into the importance of Scripture, having it on your minds and hearts, allowing it to saturate your thought life. So maybe when you come up against a temptation or a situation, God, through the Holy Spirit, will bring that verse to mind, or
right.
It's like when you ponder on some spiritual truths, it's right there and available, and it'll influence decisions that you make. And so we highly recommend people memorizing Scripture, be digging through the Word daily, be in a good Bible-believing church where somebody like Pastor
Absolutely.
John or other pastors are dividing God's Word, helping us find points of application so we can live for Jesus. But this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, by Robert J. Morgan. Every chapter is about 2 pages, and it cites the verse, and the one we're looking at today is 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Give thanks in everything, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Yes, and this chapter, Robert Morgan, the author, writes, "In medicine, the smallest germs can wreak the most havoc, and the tiniest pills can pack the biggest punch." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18 is a wafer-thin paragraph that has an outsized effect on our personalities. It can cure our irritability, lighten our depression, lessen our anxiety, and improve our dispositions. It's one of the most psychologically potent passages in the Bible, and when memorized and practiced, it can alter our attitude at any given time.
I'm going to stop you here, John and Bernie. Isn't that true?
Yes,
Has you both experienced it as we read God's Word, as we think about it? Doesn't it transform our situation or our thinking, or brings hope or reassurance, or maybe directs us or gives us insights into things that we're going to do or decisions that we have to make?
Conviction.
Yes, healthy conviction. Amen.
In staccato-like style, the Apostle Paul tells us to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful. And all three verses are all pervading. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything. Rejoice, pray, give thanks always. constantly everything.
All right, read that one again. Everyone, this is kind of one of those red flag moments. Pay attention. This, I think, could be transformative for you. It's transformative for me this very day, maybe these very moments. These are things that we should be mindful of, thinking about, and thanking God for.
Rejoice, pray, give thanks, always, constantly, everything. At 14 words, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, is the longest verse in the trilogy. It's the counterpart to another of our memory verses, Romans 8, verse 28, which says, "We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God." Because all things work together for good, we can give thanks in everything. The Bible doesn't tell us to be thankful for everything. Some things are bad in their very nature. There are no examples of biblical heroes thanking God for evil events or demonic attacks. But we can be thankful in all things, for God has promised to turn them for good. Many psychologists believe we are born with preset happiness levels. Just as everyone has a different body, so we have different personalities. Some are sanguine, others have a melancholy streak. Dr. Robert Emmons of University of California, Davis, has demonstrated there is one way to adjust those pre-programmed inboard personality settings. It's by developing the habit of consciously giving thanks in the midst of whatever circumstances we may face. We discovered scientific proof that when people regularly engage in the systemic cultivation of gratitude, they experience a variety of measurable benefits, psychological, physical, and interpersonal, wrote Dr. Emmons. The evidence on gratitude contradicts the widely held view that all people have a set point of happiness that cannot be reset by any known means. This is the advice issued 2,000 years ago in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, "Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
I'm just thinking as you're reading this, John, how this verse closes, "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And so maybe for the unbeliever, somebody that is not in Christ Jesus, they're like, "I just don't get this." Well, maybe part of the equation is because you haven't experienced God's love. You haven't grown into that relationship where it is in Christ Jesus that you find hope, that you find healing, that you have eternity set before you because you've recognized you have a Savior. You have a sin problem. I have a sin problem. We all have a sin problem. But Jesus was sent into the world to redeem us, to make us holy and clean and set apart for God. And so if you don't know Jesus in a personal way, gosh, come see Bernie, come see John, or you can call an 800 number from the privacy of your home, and there's trained counselors. They're great, godly people that'll walk you through how to have a relationship with God, who is Jesus, how you can trust the Bible. Dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM.
You know, Mark, the author provides us a memory tip as well, in which he says, "In developing lifelong habits of scripture memory, most people find pleasure in memorizing passages rather than individual verses." When we memorize a passage like 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, we're learning a longer block of scripture. But the progression from verse to verse is logical, easy to absorb, and simpler to remember. As we memorize subsequent verses, we automatically review earlier ones, and we learn the Bible contextually. Learning a verse in its context enables us to interpret and apply it more accurately. Consider expanding your memory work in this chapter. Verses 12 through 24 provides a baker's dozen of great verses that are among the most psychologically powerful in the epistles. And here's a quote from Ruth Bell Graham: "We can't always give thanks for everything, but we can always give thanks in everything." And again, that's Ruth Bell Graham.
Wow, what a powerful verse. We're all saying amen.
Amen.
We're nodding our heads.
Right.
We agree. And let me just cover these three verses before I ask Bernie to share a little about this whole set of verses. But 1 Thessalonians 5:16, "Rejoice always." 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray constantly, and then today's verse, this week's verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen to that. You know, I'm thinking, while John was reading that, I was thinking about these three verses, rejoice, pray, and give thanks. And a lot of people are going through a lot of crises these days, well, due to all kinds of circumstances. And I've found in the last 20 years the best way to overcome a crisis is to worship your way out of it. That's part of giving thanks, giving praise, blessing God. And the best way to bless God is to pray through Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And, you know, it goes through a bunch of things you can bless and thank him for right here. And after you bless the Lord, O my soul, in Psalm 103, verse 1, there's so many things in the rest of that psalm that you can thank him for. Who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, he saves us, who crowns you with faithful love and compassion, and satisfies you with good things in your youth, is renewed like eagle. What an amazing thing. You can go on and on through that psalm, and the more you start blessing God and worshiping your way out of that crisis, whether it's personal or any other kind of crisis, and the kind of things we see around us these days, you find yourself lifting up God, first of all, lifting up Jesus, L-U-J, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was good, Bernie. I appreciate that. Thank you, brother.
And at the same time, your spirits start lifting with that praise to God, and you find yourself in front of the throne going, thank you, Jesus. I don't like what's happening right now, but Lord, you brought me to this place, and I'm right in front of you. I'm right at the foot of the cross where I should be. And I think those three verses now, we can go back to the first one that says, rejoice always. How can you rejoice in a crisis? You do just that. You worship your way out of it. Mm-hmm. Not artificial means, supernatural means. And God has given us his way in his strong word here in all these verses, all through the scriptures, cover to cover, for us to find a way through the book of life.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the word perspective. And John, you were earlier talking about that when we have the eternal perspective, these maybe 90 years on earth is just like a blink. It's just a moment in the eternality. The eternality is, I don't know.
Eternality.
That we're going to have an everlasting peace, a joy that will surpass all understanding.
That's
because
right.
We'll be
Amen.
In the very presence
That's
of exactly God. No
right.
more harm or suffering or heartache.
Right. That's exactly right. This is nothing. This won't even be the width of an eyelash in all of eternity. In the timeline that started, that has no beginning and has no end, this 90 years or 70 years or 115 years is nothing. It's nothing more than, it's similar to the time that we spend in the womb. We do not remember that time in the womb. But here we are for about that same, you know, about 90 years approximately, and we would throw eternity away for some kind of joy here in this short, very, very short period.
Temporary joy, too.
And the thing is that God doesn't send anyone to hell. He only allows us our choice.
Yes.
He gives us what we've asked for while we're here on earth. It's not his will that we go there. His will is that we be with him, because that's why he sent us Jesus, to die for us.
Amen. And there's that verse that he desires that no one.
Yes.
So he does have a love and a compassion and a framework for all of us to come to know him. There's somebody probably scanning the dial that has never understood the concept of a loving God. Well, this is your divine appointment.
Yes,
he does love you. He will find a way to let truth be revealed to you. And the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants you to know Jesus in a personal way.
Yes,
and so many people are feeling worthless these days. In Christ, you have self-worth and you have the long view. You get God's eyes when you get saved and he puts his spirit in you. That could take away any lack of self-esteem or anything that you think that you're missing, because, well, this is the way the world is today. So I think if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he is for you. He's not against you. And he loves you. And that's why he gave his life for you. And he wants to send his Holy Spirit to live in you as your wireless connection to heaven.
Yeah. Yep. And I think we were saying this before the broadcast, that if we could all just take to heart how much God loves us, we would surrender, we would submit, we would have no problem obeying because he's perfect. He has our best interest in mind. Yes, that doesn't mean life just becomes simple and easy and everything works out, but he's going to refine our character. He's going to carry us along. He's going to bring healing to those points of hurt or heartache or maybe where we botched up. And so if we could take to heart how good God is, and nobody has been created by chance or by primordial slime coming together, and they just evolved, and here they are.
Yeah.
God designed you. God has an interest in you. God cares for you, and he doesn't want anyone to perish. So draw near to God, as the Bible says, and he will draw near to you. I think NIV is come near to God, and he'll come near to you. I promise you, if you'll entertain the idea that he does care for you and he loves you, he will reveal himself to you. We encourage you to be in the Bible. We encourage you to pray. And as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And God's will for you is to know him in a personal way through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
And all you have to do is ask.
Yes, it's that simple. Oh, thank you, God, for this verse. Thank you, God, for these two godly men. Thank you, God, for the LUJ studio here in Springfield that connects with the Great News Radio listeners throughout Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. And thank you, God, for the Lord Jesus that gives us hope, that allows us to give thanks in all things and helps us to rejoice always. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, John Swinford, and Bernie Lutchman with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.